Amen. I'm not miserable, and I don't need nobody's pity, because I believe in the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The author and the forgiver of my sins. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The one that died for me, took my place. Days later, he rose with all power in his hand. Amen. We would be dead in our sins if he had not rose, that we have just among us here that God has blessed us with. Amen. Didn't we enjoy those songs? Amen. God, for all of you in your respective places. Beautiful. Amen. But this is, you know, what we celebrate this weekend is what we celebrate that first Sunday of every month when we take part of the Lord's table. Amen. It's our opportunity to not only remember what Jesus did for us, but to celebrate his life, his death, and his resurrection. Amen. So it's only fitting that we do that today. And, you know, this is a day that, you know, I don't know how much COVID affects things, but most churches are full on days like today and Christmas. You see people that you haven't seen in a while. Amen. But this is a day that we just need to always keep at the center of our hearts, the center of our thoughts, what Jesus did for us. Amen. Because one thing I want you to take away as you walk out of here today in our celebration of Jesus on Resurrection Sunday is that life is not what it seems. It's what it is. Amen? Life is not what it seems. It's what it is. And all of us can relate to that, because all of us go through situations where we find ourselves either thinking or saying out loud, it seems like nothing's going my way. It seems like this is a really bad situation. It seems like things are just getting worse and worse. Amen? But thank God that life is not what it seems. Life is what it is. Because even as we celebrate Jesus today, when you think about the events leading up to the crucifixion and resurrection, they were at the very least traumatic. The physical darkness of the night when Jesus was betrayed added to the confusion and darkness of the events. After his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples scattered. They were scared. Some looked on at a distance and hoped that he would get out of it. Amen. Remember how Brother Fred talked to us, I don't know if it was last week or the time before, about we don't want to be like the crowd that was following him because of what he did. We want to be like that crowd that follows him because of who he is. Amen. Because this crowd that was following him for the things that he did along the way, when it got dark, when it got ugly, when it got treacherous, they scattered. They were scared. Amen? They were looking on at a distance saying, I hope he can find his way out of this, but in the meantime, I'm out of here. Amen? Peter, we know, denied that he knew the Lord. Judas went out in despair and committed suicide. They watched as Jesus was being nailed to the cross. In disbelief, some stood at the foot of the cross weeping. They hoped for a miracle at that moment, but it did not happen. After all, when he would die, it would be all over. No one comes back from the grave. Amen? especially when they heard him say, "It is finished." Amen. They thought, well, that must be it. They were so disheartened and confused, they just walked away. Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, who were secret disciples, went to Pilate and claimed the body of the Lord and buried it in a tomb. The other disciples gathered together in the upper room where they had last eaten supper, now in bewilderment and fear, not knowing what the future held. Think what the disciples went through when they knew he was dead. Amen. When he gave up the ghost, they pierced him in his side, and water and blood came out. The women were ready to go to the tomb and put spices on the body to preserve it. But as we also recall when Fred was telling us about the story, it was the Sabbath, and they could not do that until the first day of the week, so they were just spending their last weekend together. Everybody sitting around and thinking and talking about the past and what would be of the future. They started to remember some of the miracles and the wonderful things that had happened along the way, and then looked at the tragic events that had just taken place, feeling defeated. They were wondering now if they should return to the lives that they were living before he came along. Should I go back to fishing? Should I go back to tax collecting? Should I go back to what I was doing before this walk that I took with Jesus? You know, and sometimes in our journey, we ask ourselves the same question when we're going through. Maybe I should just go back to the way I was doing it, because I've tried everything I can. I've done everything I can to try to do the right thing, and it doesn't seem like things are getting any better. Amen? But life is not what it seems. It's what it is. Thank you, Jesus. Because even in this state that these people were all in at this point, they were so down, so sad, so angry, so defeated, it seemed like it was over, when in reality, it was just beginning. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I guess we put spices on the body and disband after the weekend, and it would be over. That was about all that was left. They probably talked about the promise of a resurrection, but question in their mind, was that really a possibility? Don't you think that maybe Jesus was maybe talking to us about that, using that as an allegory, talking about a future event and hope when we would all be resurrected? There was probably a glimmering flicker of faith among some that it really could happen, and maybe that is why they lingered. But truthfully, it was a long shot. Most felt like they had no hope, no future, no possibilities. Most were just in despair. Amen. And even as you testified about the hope with expectation, that is why our hope is different. Amen. Because our hope is not based on odds. It's not based on chance. It's not a wish. Amen. It's hope with expectation, because Jesus always does what he says he will do. Amen. And he has already done everything that needed to be done. The only thing that's left is for him to come back for us. Amen. So our hope is not just a wish. Our hope is hope with expectation. Amen. And when we pick it up in Mark, the 16th chapter, I'm going to read some scriptures Mark 16, and again, we've read this numerous times, but let us just go over it again today. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. And they were scared. They were alarmed. And he said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified." And he said to them, "He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were so afraid. Mary Magdalene was a part of those women, and she went and told Peter and John. And in John 20, he mentions, "So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over, looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. Mary Magdalene comes back and weeps at the tomb, and Jesus appears to her." Amen. And in Mark, going back to Mark 16, verses 9 through 11, it says, "When Jesus rose early on the first day, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons." Thank you, Jesus. And then if you, again, go back to John 20, it says, To the woman he said, "Why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him. I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni." Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." Amen. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive, that she had seen him, they didn't want to believe it. Thank you, Jesus. But he is alive. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What a change between night and day. Think of the range of emotions, from no hope, no future, no possibilities, from a pit of despair to now hope, promise, opportunity, and outright joy. That is the change that takes place in our lives when the truth of the resurrection really personally touches us. Amen. He is alive. He is risen. Amen. And because of that very fact, you can rise. I can rise. We can come out of our terrible pit. We can come from a place of no hope, from darkness, from pity, from despair, and we can rise up. Because Jesus is alive. Like we said a couple weeks ago, it is the major difference between what we believe and everything else. Amen? We all know that Islam is one of the fastest growing religions in the world today. Amen. But there was a doctor, Harry Rimmer, who tells the story of a discussion he had with a Muslim teacher comparing Christianity with Islam. And the conversation went like this. He said, "We believe that God created the world." And the Muslim teacher said, "We believe that God created the world." The Christian man said, "We believe that God has spoken to us in a book called the Bible." The Muslim man said, "We believe God has spoken to us also in a book called the Quran." "We believe that God has visited this earth in the person of Jesus Christ." He says, "We believe God has revealed himself in the prophet Muhammad." The Christian man said, "We believe Jesus Christ died for his people." The Muslim man said, "We believe that Muhammad died for his people." The Christian man said, "But we believe that Jesus Christ proved his claim by coming back from the grave." And the Muslim leader could only sadly say, "We have no record of our prophet after his death." Thank you, Jesus. Our God is alive. Our God has risen. That is why we celebrate today. And we don't just say Happy Easter to everyone. That's all right. But we also say Happy Resurrection Day. Amen? Because our God is alive and well. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a part of anything that's dead. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? You remember back in the day when you used to go to parties, if you walked in there and it was dead, you just walked right back out, right? Ain't nothing happening here, but if it was going, you were staying. Amen? I don't want to be around anything dead. I don't want to be around dead folk. I don't want to be around dead personalities. I don't want to be around despair. I want to be around hope with expectation. Amen? Because I believe that Jesus is alive. And that's why when things in my life get dark, when things in my life get tough, when things in my life get to the point where it seems like it's not working out on my behalf, I can say life is not what it seems, it is what it is. Amen? And what it is Jesus has died for me. Jesus has rose. Amen? Glory to God. And that's why myself and all my filth and all my rags and all the things I bring to the table, I can be joyous. I can be happy. I can have so much joy and hope because Jesus died for me and took my sins upon him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He is alive. Glory to God. "In my Father's house are many rooms," the scripture says. "If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you." Jesus is alive. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Glory to God. That is why, even as Sister Paulette was saying about the prayer that, you know, we pray God's will, and even if it's, you know, if his will is to get better, then praise God. If his will is to, you know, suffer through until the, praise God. If his will is for us to go with him, praise God. Because that is the ultimate healing. Amen? Because when we're here with him, no more pain that we go through down here. No more ups and downs. No more tears. No more anguish. No more suffering. No more of all the things that we go through day in and day out. But when we're with the Lord, our Savior, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He has prepared a place for us. He says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work." Thank you, Jesus. He says to us, come on, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says to us, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Do we have any overcomers in the house today? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When's the last time you told yourself in a tough situation, I am an overcomer? Glory to God. Glory to God. You need to remind yourself, because it seems like things aren't getting any better. It seems like things are only getting worse. It seems like nothing is going our way. But I'm an overcomer, not because of me, but because Jesus who lives in me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And if Christ had not been raised, your faith would be futile. You are still in your sins, if that's the case. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Fred sang the song, I'm not pitied. I'm not miserable. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All that he taught was true. There is a place that I can go and find out the truth about all of life and eternal life, salvation, etc. And I can know for sure that it is really true because Jesus is alive. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. And he says to us, because I live, you also will live. There it is. This is not all there is. This is only the beginning of life. There is eternal life. The Bible is filled with the promise of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, rest or sleep with your fathers has the connotation that you will also be awake. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians reminds us how he conquered death. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Thank you, Jesus. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown in is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown natural, it's raised spiritual. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, and the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after the spiritual. The first man was the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are from heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. I tell you a mystery. The dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed. Thank you, Jesus. Death has been swallowed up in victory by the risen Christ. Thank you, Jesus. He's alive. He's not dead. Amen? And because he lives, I can live. Because he lives, you can live. Thank you, Jesus. Things aren't what they seem. Things are what they are. They are what it is. Amen? And what it is Jesus is alive. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. You have the victory. You have the power. You have the peace. You have the joy. In the midst of your situations, things are not what it seems. Things are not dead. But it's alive. Because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, took a beating for us on a Friday and rose up for us on a Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Fulfilled the will of his Father so that we might have life in that more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. So, like I said, we all know the story. Amen. But as we leave here today, let us remind ourselves, life is not what it seems, it's what is. Amen. And that is the victory we have, that we know that Jesus Christ died for us and rose again with all power in his hands. Thank you, Jesus. So I can say today, you might see one thing, but Jesus sees another. I'm saved. Amen. I am saved. I am saved. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because Jesus looks past our faults and sees our need. Amen. And thank God. I am saved. I am on the Lord's side. Amen. And I choose to have joy. Amen. I choose joy and peace because I serve a living God. He's not dead. He's alive. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, why don't you just sing a little more of your song there? Yeah. Sing a little more of Fred's songs as we stand. How many not miserable today? How many not pity today? Huh? Glory to God. Tell the devil, I'm not miserable. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. 'Cause I believe in the risen one. I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. 'Cause I believe in the risen one. I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. 'Cause I believe in the risen one. I'm not miserable.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We are not miserable, Lord, because we believe in the risen one. We thank you, Jesus, that you rose for us with all power in your hands. And Lord, we thank you for your gift of salvation. Glory to God. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your mercies that are made new every morning. Thank you, Jesus, for brand new mercies. Glory to God for how you load us with benefits. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that life is not what it seems, but it is what it is. Jesus, you rose for us. Glory to God. You are the difference maker in our situations. You are our hope with expectation. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. We live today to see you again, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place. And Lord, bless every family here that's represented. Bless every home that we go back to. Bless our extended families that aren't here with us today, Lord. Touch their hearts and minds. Remind them that you are the Savior that rose again. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for a beautiful day. And we just ask you to take us from this place, but not your presence. Bring us back at the appointed time. Please remember those that we have prayed for. And Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. You've been so, so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You keep on doing great things. Glory to God. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Thank you, Jesus, for rising. Thank you, for you are risen. You are alive in our lives. Take us from this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Come on, say, he rose. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. 'Cause I believe, oh, oh, I believe in the risen one. I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. I'm not miserable. I'm not most to be pitied. 'Cause I believe in the risen one.